Joining us on KNBR 680, weekend of baseball, spring training baseball, beautiful weather here in the Valley of the Sun. Ron Wotus, the bench coach for the world champion San Francisco Giants. Not a bad week for the ball club, and I say it in this sense. You know, Monday through Thursday, my goodness, beating Texas on Monday night, and on Tuesday losing a 1-0 game to Seattle, and beating the White Sox in a 4-2 game, then shutting out the Reds. It almost looks like an extension of last year. I like what I see. I tell people, they always say, well, how's the team doing? I say, they look to me like they're playing good baseball.
No question, Marty. You hit the nail on the head. It's been a real treat watching these guys this spring. Those are good teams. We've played very good baseball. Usually in the spring, you know, you have some sloppy games. The approach sometimes can be a little suspect. But this group, they're intense. They've been working, getting the work in that they need to get work in. And when they go out to play the game, they're playing the game to win, and it's showing with the results.
Yeah, and pitching-wise, too. I mean, again, I know pitchers take a little time to get their mechanics and get their innings in, but I'm starting to watch your pitching, and I'll tell you why you have such a good record is at the end of the game, you don't put out guys from AA or AAA. If you do, maybe one of them. The rest of your guys come in for that one inning, and this is a repeat of last year's spring training when you won a lot of games because you had the best pitchers at the end of the game.
Well, yeah, that makes a difference, too, and I think to go along with that, we're deeper all the way around. You know, we're deeper with our pitching this spring at this point in time than we were last spring at this point in time, our position players. And that plays a big part because, as you say, your regulars are only playing 6-7 innings tops, and then it's up to your younger players and the non-roster guys to get an opportunity. And, you know, with the atmosphere and the attitude we have going here, I think everybody's falling into line. And, it's one of the best spring trainings I've been around as far as the approach and the commitment to win. Here in spring training, it's great to see.
Yeah, have you been around spring training when it wasn't like that? And you don't have to, you know, pick out names or years and pinpoint anybody, but every spring is different, as you say. Give me one that wasn't so good.
Well, you know, I think the talent on the team makes a huge difference, and the expectation of the team. And we came off a high, and as you said, it's kind of an extension to carry over. And when you win and you expect to win, you play good baseball. And I think, you know, there was a period there that we weren't winning a division. We weren't coming in second place. And there's a different mentality. You know, guys are more into themselves and what they have to do. And this is an individualistic game. I mean, you have to be, but as a group, collectively, these guys get along great. They want to win. They want to play good baseball, and it's just a continuation, as I said, of last year.
Well, I get excited with pitching, and I'm telling you, this week it sort of hit me. I said, my goodness, is this pitching already at the level that what we saw down the stretch and in the playoffs? And I look at Bumgarner's game against Cincinnati. I said, well, a year ago this guy was over in Indian school in the minor league camp, and we all wondered what he was going to do. And he comes out now, and he almost looks like he's ready for the season.
You know, it's interesting you say that because, you know, position-wise, you know, I feel a lot of these guys are ready to go right now. You know, we still have 20 games left in the spring, and I feel like a lot of position players are ready to break camp. Now, we all know that the pitchers got to get their pitch counts up, but they've been throwing very well. Hopefully, they'll continue that. You know, the key is we've stayed healthy, you know, for the most part. Guys are healthy, and they're throwing the ball well, and let's just hope they get their innings up and their pitch counts up and continue that going into the season.
Yeah, and of course, you run a camp pretty much with the manager, Bruce Bochy, Ron Wotus, with us. You're getting a lot of innings out of guys who play. I mean, you're regulars. At some point, you know, these kids are going to get sent out unless you're going to keep them another couple of weeks, give them that extra major league meal money. But at some point, you know, you got to take it easy on the big boys.
Well, you do. You don't. You know, the number one thing is you want to leave spring training in shape and healthy. And, you know, you don't want to overplay your guys. But at the same point in time, you know, you want them to be ready to go 9 innings every day. So we do have a lot of guys in camp. It's getting to the point now where we expect to cut any day to thin this thing out. The regulars will get more playing time. But, you know, Boch is going to give the guys the days off when they need it. And you know, if they've been getting them, if you really look at it, you know, if they play 6 innings every other day right now, you get the full day to recoup. You come in and you work out, but it's not like playing 9 innings every night. So they're getting a rest.
Yeah, spring training, God, we come down here on Valentine's Day. We leave around April Fool's Day, and you get 6 weeks and 30 games, and it just seems like a real, almost a vacation. I know you're working, but it probably can be accomplished, I would think, in about half the time.
I won't disagree with that, Marty. I'd love to have half the time and go north. You know, like I said, if the pitchers didn't have to get their pitch count, I could go north tomorrow and feel comfortable with the way these guys are playing baseball, and let's start the season.
A couple of names that you and I always check in on. One, Pablo Sandoval. We're getting about the halfway point of this spring training, maybe a little bit more than that. Sandoval and DeRosa, why don't you bring us up to date on those two?
Well, both of them have looked very good. I mean, you know, Pablo, the big question was, you know, what his condition was going to be coming into spring training, and he's lost a weight. He's a lot more agile at third base. He's had some errors this spring, but I think it's, you know, that's going to not be a big issue. I mean, it's just part of spring training, getting back in the flow, but he's moving better. He's in better shape, and he's swinging the bat extremely well. I mean, his at-bats have been good. He's refocused and determined, you know, to win that job. He knows you got a guy like Mark DeRosa right there as well, who, you know, right now, you know, is fighting for an everyday job somewhere on the field. He's been moving around, playing third. He's been playing short. Today he's off today, but he's looked extremely well as well. You know, he had the wrist problem, and he's come in healthy, and he's swinging the bat good, and now it's, you know, finding a place for him to play. Like I said, he's played second, short, and third, and, you know, so there's a little competition going on between those two guys.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, as we talked about earlier, it looks like you're playing better than other teams, and I realize it's only spring and these records don't matter, but if you watch these games, you guys are playing pretty good ball.
Yeah, we are, and not to be redundant, but I really believe the attitude and what we accomplished last year just raises the level expectation and professionalism to approach spring training. As I said, sometimes you come into spring, and if you're not expecting to win the division, there's a different atmosphere, and this is a tremendous atmosphere, one of the best I've been around in the game, the way these guys go about their work and the way they approach the games in the spring. Now, don't get me wrong, they have a good time. There's no doubt about that, but when it's time to get to work in and play the game, they're ready to go.
Good. All right. Ron Wotus, always nice to have you over here in the sunshine of Scottsdale spring training. Not a bad time of year. Well, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Marty. Thanks for having me.